Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, more attention has been given to Jesus, more devotion, more adoration, more opposition has been given to Jesus than any other person ever. Every recorded word that Jesus has said has been sifted, analyzed, scrutinized, debated. Every word. More than all the kings and queens, philosophers, and scientists put together. And after 2,000 years, there is never 1 minute on this earth that millions are not studying what Jesus said. Just who is this person? Who is Jesus? That's the question that we are asking this Advent. Who is Jesus? Matthew is our guide, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So question, who is the famous son of Abraham? And the answer would be Isaac, the son of sacrifice. At least that's the way most people would answer the question, but it would also be Jesus, the son of sacrifice. You know Isaac's story. Vicar just read it to us a moment ago. It's one of the most dramatic stories in the Bible. Abraham and Sarah had been trying to have children all of their adult lives. And then at the ripe old age of 100 for Abraham and 90 for Sarah, the son is born, the miracle child. And after Isaac had grown up, God speaks these haunting words to Abraham. Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I will tell you about. We know something of what Abraham might have felt. We've had our heart leap into our throat. We've been filled with panic. We've buried our head in tears and anguish. A child is born with spina bifida. A grandmother just died. A career isn't in gear. A father has dementia and he doesn't know anyone anymore. A constant state of depression that refuses to lessen its grip. A miscarriage that still hurts, even after all of these years. At such points in life, it's easy to get lost in despair. We lose ourselves to our jobs or the internet or TV or alcohol. And we express our pain and anger and anguish and hatred and revenge. But Jesus comes. Jesus helps. Jesus provides. And why is that? Because Jesus is the son of Abraham. Jesus is the son of sacrifice. After all these things, God tested Abraham. And we ask ourselves, well, what things? Abraham had seen the Lord faithfully guide him from Ur of the Chaldeans to Haran to Canaan. Abraham had heard the Lord say, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the heavens. And Abraham had witnessed the miraculous birth of Isaac. So what's all this mean? It means that God prepared Abraham for his test. And God has prepared us too. Holy baptism and the Holy Supper and the Holy Gospel deliver the Holy Spirit. And with Him we have the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and life everlasting. Through the means of grace, God pours out upon us courage and confidence, insight and intelligence. The test we're going through isn't random.
It's not an accident. Every test is Father-filtered, whether it is God has prepared, whatever it is, God has prepared us for the test. God sends tests to bring us to greater heights of conviction, courage, and Christian character. Our tests define us. They refine us. They mature us. They season us. They humble us. God tests us to strengthen us. Satan tests us to destroy us. Satan's attacks are at the weakest points of our life to bring us down, to bring us defeat. God's tests aren't intended to destroy us at all. God's tests are intended to develop us. God tests, but he also provides. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide," and to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." This is our God. Our God sees the need of Noah, and he provides an ark. He sees the Israelites in Egypt in bondage, and he provides a way through the Red Sea. He sees David outmuscled by Goliath, and he provides a rock to hit that Philistine right between the eyes. And he sees Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a fiery furnace, and he provides a fourth man. With every test, God provides a way out. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. "And God is faithful. He will not let you be tested beyond what you can bear. But when you are tested, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." The God of Abraham and Isaac is also the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus, we have the ultimate provision. "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" God spared Isaac, but he did not spare Jesus. Jesus willingly took the wood, and he marched up the mount, not Moriah, but Calvary. There would be no substitute ram this time. Arrested abruptly, tried unjustly, sentenced callously, mocked repeatedly, abandoned ruthlessly, beaten brutally, crucified, but he is risen. God reversed the curse. Christ is alive, never to die again. Death has no more dominion over him. So notice the joy of Abraham. He doesn't call the mount, Mount Sacrifice, or even Mount Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Abraham calls the mountain, "The Lord provides." Where God guides, God provides. How do we know? We know Jesus. Jesus is the son of Abraham, the son of sacrifice. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.